Thanks for tuning into The Revolution with Jim and Trav. Now, here's our catfishing guru, the proprietor of the Beanhole, and a man with over 250 pairs of overalls, Cat Daddy. Brought to you by Yamaha's proven off-road ATVs and side-by-side vehicles. Check them out at yamahamotorsports.com. Here are the boys.
And we're back. Before the break, we had Big Jeff Danker on, the host of Buck Ventures Sportsman Channel. Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, all new 19th season dropping on Sportsman Channel, though. That is June 29th. Make sure you tune in for that. But we're being joined right now by Mr. Cat Daddy. He is the Kansas Catman. He has more whiskers than anybody. Mr. Cat Daddy, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, it's going good today, boy. And we're talking pork and beans.
Woo, pork and beans, really?
Hey, they're good eating and they're also good for the fish.
Hey, you know, with this really hot weather, you know, last week you were saying how it's starting to get up in the mid-90s and stuff. That water temp has to be climbing. You're going to be starting up the bean hole soon, right?
Yeah, not too far away. Probably latter part of June, you know.
Yeah.
I want that water to get good and hot so they can have that good scent just travel out there when the waves hit it.
But the preparation leading up to the bean hole, like, when do you actually start the fermenting process of the beans?
Oh, probably about three weeks. Matter of fact, I got a bunch out there now. I need to burp.
I got to burp them. Those lids.
Burp before they blow up.
Yeah, those lids will pop off, and it's going to be nasty, won't it?
Oh, sound like a double barrel 12 gauge going off.
Now, how many beans, you know, kind of run us through. So you use soybeans, right?
Correct.
Now, how many, what exactly do you put into the beans? And then how many 5-gallon buckets do you make?
Well, usually I make about, for the initial blast, about 15 to 25-gallon buckets.
Holy smokes, really?
I mean, I slop the hogs, dude.
Yeah.
Hit them hard the first time.
Yeah.
And as far as putting anything in them, I just fill them halfway full of water and halfway full of beans, vice versa, and they swell up.
Mm.
If they don't pop the lid off, I know I didn't put enough in them. If it pops the lid, I put too many.
Yeah, and then you got a big mess to clean up. Now, have you ever substituted the water for blood or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. You know, back in the day when I was messing with the blood, I used to mix a little bit of cow blood and pig blood, pork blood.
Really?
Neighbor's blood, whatever I could get my hands on.
Yeah, that annoying, pesky neighbor.
Them old beans, you know, they're just like a time capsule. You know, they'll suck all that blood up while they're dry, and then they'll just ferment it right straight out when you're laying in the bottom of the lake.
Now, when you go and do that first initial dump, you don't actually fish then. Like you said, you're slopping the hogs. You want to get that attractant, correct?
Yeah, I'm kind of like on break right then while I'm working, you know, getting ready,
yeah.
You know, get the hole going. And I don't like to mess with them. Of course, you know, other people know where your hole's at. They're going to go ahead and hit it, but
yeah.
That's all right. There's enough to go around for everybody. I like to let them, you know, hit for probably about a week. Then I go out and, boy, I'm talking windmill fishing now.
Yeah. Now, when you have the bean hole, how do you select where you're going to put it? I mean, there's a lot of places you could put it where it wouldn't be nearly as advantageous. For those listeners out there, though, Mr. Cat Daddy, if they want to set this up, what do they need to look for?
Well, look, you know, if you don't have a boat, you can do it right off a pier or a dock. Just don't let everybody see you do it because then they'll be fishing it too.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, the best spots, like if you're in your boat, try to find where the creek ledge is, where it comes up into the flats, and just put them right on the ledge edge, you know, where a bunch of them on the flat and a bunch of it down in the creek bed itself, you know. Oh, yeah, it brings them in because them creek beds are just like a little highway out there. Them catfish follow it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Catfish Express.
Yeah, they're in the speeding lane there. And how deep do you like the water to be?
Well, you know, it varies. When it gets real hot, if I got a second hole I'm getting ready to start, I'll put it probably in about 15, 18 feet of water.
Mm-hmm.
If it just stays about 65, 70, 75 degrees, you know, when I'm talking hot, I'm talking, you know, 85, 90 degrees, and that's hot water, man.
Wow, really? That is
really
hot.
Yeah, when it's 65, 70 degrees, I like to keep it a little shallower water, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, what is the catfishing like right now? Is the bite pretty hot?
It's getting pretty good. It's getting pretty good. I mean, it's going to be a little bit longer before the dip bait's really good. The water temperature's about 66, 65, right around it. It kind of varies.
So is the blue cat bite turning off?
Oh, man, them old pigs, they bite all the time.
Do they really?
Oh, them blue cats, man, they're just crazy awesome.
Now, when do you like to get into, like, the channels and the flats? Like, when is their peak performance, do you think?
Well, I tell you, you know, the channel cats is like, you know, May all the way till you you know, you can't wipe your hands on your pants no more because it gets cold and frozen.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Flatheads are good, you know, at the end of May, 1st of June, there's pre-spawn time.
Yeah.
That's when the crappies have another good spawn right there, and they like to get up in there eating them eggs and
oh, yeah.
getting fat and sassy.
Yeah.
And the blue cats are man, they're just honkers all the time.
Yeah.
They're just little pigs.
Now, Mr. Cat Daddy, if people want to get out and they want to chase these little piggly wigglies, where can we find you online, buddy?
www.catdaddyguideservices.com.
Yeah. Now, do you have any available dates or anything like that? Or are you pretty booked up? Is it going to be farther into summer? What is it looking like?
Well, it's going to be a little bit further into summer because, boy, as I tell you, I've been booked up for quite a while.
That's right. All right. So, again, that's Cat Daddy. What was your address again?
www.catdaddyguideservices.com.
Yeah. And I think it's catdaddy_1@msn.com. That's your email, right?
That's correct.
Alrighty. Alright, this has been brought to you by Yamaha's proven off-road ATVs and side-by-side vehicles. Hop online, check them out, YamahaMotorsports.com. Coming up next, we got Buyer Bust with Mrs. Buddy. Don't go anywhere. Mr. Cat Daddy, God bless you. We love you, buddy.
Well, God bless the revolution.
Well, here I am on a muddy creek bank with a fishing pole in my hand. Cold as a frog and hungry as a bear and my feet buried in the sand. Wishing I was home by the nice warm fire, but here I am, this is my desire. Fishes aren't biting, but mosquitoes are, and I'll never go fishing again.
Back in my day, there was no such thing as the internet or social media. We had to ask Willie the town drunk to get all our information.
Thank goodness for the all-new JimAndTrav.com, your one-stop shop for all things outdoors. JimAndTrav.com. Stay right there. The boys will return after these short messages.